And welcome to From the Ground Up. I know this is going to be a review for a lot of you from private pilot flying, from all the flying that you've already been doing out there, but a good solid foundation makes all the more complex topics to come a lot easier to grasp. So let's go ahead and go through a little review here. So for starters, ATIS. Obviously, if we're going to be departing a Class C or D airport, the first thing we'll want to do is get the ATIS, which is recorded every hour or as needed by the ground controller. Once we have the ATIS, then we'll go ahead and get our clearance from clearance delivery. So now we're going to pick up our IFR clearance. Oftentimes, at not busy airports, it's the same person working ground and clearance delivery. We'll call clearance and give them the information and request to pick up our IFR clearance. It is usually different slightly from what you filed, as though it would be really nice if it was always exactly what you filed. Typically, the computer takes whatever you filed, what you asked for, and mixes up just a little bit to keep things interesting. Then the controller will read back what the computer actually spit out and what your real clearance is going to be, not exactly what you filed. It's always important to hang on to what you filed, though, just so you have that available, just in case you get lucky and they say, clear it as filed, and you go, oh my gosh, I don't even remember what I filed. I was so confident they were going to totally jack it all up and give me something totally different than what I actually had asked for. Now I have no idea what my actual clearance is. So always keep that handy. Whatever you do put on file, keep a copy of that. After you file your route with Flight Service Station over the phone or electronically from the computer or iPad, the air traffic control computer will see where you want to go and make a determination on the best way for you to get there based on the current traffic scenario and potentially the weather. It takes a few minutes for this all to process, so it's best to wait a few minutes, about 5 to 10 minutes, between filing your flight plan and calling clearance to try to pick it up. Once you have your clearance, the clearance delivery controller passes your information off to the ground controller, and they'll be expecting you to call for taxi soon. Like we said before, ground and clearance delivery is often the same person. Now, it's also important to note here that if you are just one of those super prepared people that loves to plan and stay ahead of the game, and you file your IFR flight plan, say 3 hours before departure, and you decide you're going to pick up your clearance 2.5 hours before departure, before your passengers ever get there, and so you're super ready and all going to be great and ready to go, and you call 2.5 hours before your scheduled time of departure to get your clearance, they're probably not going to have it for you. And they're probably going to tell you to call back within 30 to 60 minutes of your actual departure time, because, yeah, they just don't work that far in advance. They want to make sure they give you the most accurate clearance possible. If they give it to you 2.5 hours before you're supposed to take off, well, things could change with weather or traffic and so on. Next up, after clearance, we have ground control. Now, at really busy airports, you'll see a metering frequency. If you ever see a metering frequency on your airport diagram or the chart supplement, you'll call them first and tell them where you are and that you're ready for taxi. Metering then has ground call you rather than you call them. So metering will say, okay, roger that, taxi up and hold short of this spot, and then monitor ground 121.9, they'll call you, or just monitor ground, and they expect you to just wait for ground to call you. This reduces congestion in airports like Chicago and New York. 99.9% of the time, though, for the type of flying you're likely to be doing at this point in your career, you will just call ground directly when you're ready to taxi. There won't be a metering frequency unless you do a lot of flying out of O'Hare. Remember that the ground controller can get pretty busy recording a new ATIS, reading someone a clearance on the other frequency, etc. So if they don't get back to you right away, give them a little time and then try again. Ground and tower work together up in the tower cab on the very top of the tower. This way, they can communicate easily with each other and visually look outside the window and see you. They're oftentimes talking to each other, doing all those other tasks like recording the ATIS or talking to other frequencies, talking to somebody on a landline. So if they don't respond to you right away, don't just key the mic again in 2 or 3 seconds. Give them 5, 10, 15, sometimes even 30 seconds if you think or know that it's busy. And if 30 or 60 seconds go by, then you can probably safely bet that they want you to call them again because either they were too busy and they forgot, or they just flat out never heard you in the first place. So that's our basic overview from the ground up. Of course, next up, we would be talking to tower and then approach and departure, which we'll get to in the next topic.